Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday of Lent. It is also called Laetare Sunday. And I would like to read the following announcements to you. This Friday, April 5th, is the first Friday of the month. I ask you to please sign up for the all-night vigil. The sign-up sheet is in the vestibule in the back. For the $10,000 raffle, there are only 3 weeks before the $10,000 raffle drawing, which will be held on Holy Saturday, April 20th. Tickets will be available in the breakfast room today after all three masses. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to take some of the tickets and sell the tickets to outside sources. And for more information, please contact Mr. Pat Fonts. We will be beginning our Holy Week preparation here at the chapel in Oyster Bay Grounds. And this will be on Friday, April 12th, and Saturday, April 13th. This will be in preparation for Palm Sunday procession. But there will also be preparation for the St. Pius V school grounds and for setting up the altar of repose. And this will begin on Wednesday, April 17th. Bishop Sante will be giving his next Modernism conference on Thursday, April 11th. And this will be at 7:30 p.m. at St. Pius V School. My dear faithful, Father Joseph Collins has asked for our prayers. Father Collins has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So he asks that we please keep him in our prayers during this most difficult time. And also in the charity of your prayers, I ask you to please pray for the repose of the soul of Mrs. Dorothy McGrain, who is a longtime parishioner here at St. Pius V. Mrs. McGrain's wake will be today from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 at the Chappie Funeral Home on Hicksville Road in Bethpage. The rosary will be prayed tonight at 8 p.m. And her funeral mass will be held here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I ask you to please join me as we pray for her.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May she rest in peace. May her soul and all the souls of the faithfully departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Finally, my dear faithful, I would remind you that while all are always most welcome to attend our masses and ceremonies here at St. Pius V Chapel, all may not, however, receive Holy Communion. And the rules and requirements for the reception of Holy Communion are printed on the back of the bulletin. The epistle for the fourth Sunday of Lent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 4. Brethren, it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise, which things are said by an allegory. For these are the two testaments, the one from Mount Sinai, engendering unto bondage, which is Agar. For Sinai is a mountain in Arabia, which hath affinity to that Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But that Jerusalem which is above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren, that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For many are the children of the desolate, more than of her that hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born according to the flesh persecuted him that was after the Spirit, so also it is now. But what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free, by the freedom wherewith Christ hath made us free. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is that of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus therefore went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Pasch, the festival day of the Jews, was near at hand. When Jesus therefore had lifted up his eyes, and seen that a very great multitude cometh to him, he said to Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to try him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, saith to him, There is a boy here that hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are these among so many? Then Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. The men therefore sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to them that were sat down. In like manner also the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, lest they be lost. They gathered up, therefore, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above to them that had eaten. Now those men, when they had seen what a miracle Jesus had done, said, This is of a truth the prophet that is to come into the world. Jesus, therefore, when he knew that they would come to take him by force and make him king, fled again into the mountain, himself alone. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to them that were set down. And these words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, many years ago, there was a church operated by a missionary society in Africa. And one of the priests of this missionary society was in charge of the sacristy. That means he took care of the altar cloths and the altar linens. But this priest was often puzzled to find the altar cloths on the altar wrinkled and out of place. And this was after he had so carefully arranged the altar cloths in the morning. And as he would go, he would fix the altar cloths. He was surprised to often find a banana hidden in the folds of the linens. This happened so frequently that he decided to watch to see who was responsible for this. So one day the priest decided to hide in the sacristy near a little window through which he could see all that happened in the church. And as he sat, he looked and he noticed that several people came into the church to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. But nothing unusual happened. And as the priest continued to wait, he began his divine office. That's a series of long prayers that the priest has to say every day. So he began to pray his divine office. And as he was praying, he heard the outer door of the church open and close very softly. And he looked through the window. No one could see him from where he was. But the priest saw a little native boy coming up the aisle and walking toward the altar. And the little boy stopped at the communion rail, and he looked carefully around, and he went up to, he looked side from side to side and even in back of him to see if anyone was watching. And then he went right up to the altar, and he stood right in front of the tabernacle. And the priest heard him say this. The little boy said, "Good morning, Jesus. It's dinner time. I hope you're hungry." And then the boy put his hands on the altar cloth and he started looking around the altar for something hidden. And a happy smile lit up his face. And he turned once more, raising his eyes to the tabernacle, and he said, "Good. I see you have eaten the banana I brought you yesterday. Here is another one." And he reached into his satchel and he pulled out another banana. And he stretched out his hands and he placed it beneath the altar cloth, just in front of the tabernacle. The little native boy then said, "Look well, Jesus. See where I put it. It's right here underneath the altar cloth. I don't want anyone to take it away from you. Now I am going home to drink my rice water. Goodbye, Jesus." And with that, the little boy turned around and he walked to the front of the altar steps. He made a brave attempt at a genuflection before the altar, made a big sign of the cross, and off he went. My dear faithful, this amusing story shows us what great faith this little innocent boy had. Shows us that this native boy really believed that our Lord was there in the tabernacle. No doubt the missionary priest taught this to him in his catechism classes. They taught him the truth that during Mass, when the priest pronounces those most sacred words of consecration, the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ. And they instructed the boy that after communion, our Lord, present in the Blessed Sacrament, is then locked away. He is locked in the little golden box, the tabernacle. And he is there so that we can visit him, so that we can ask him for help. He is there so that we can comfort him. And he is there under the appearance of bread, so that we can even receive him in Holy Communion. And hearing this, the boy probably thought, "Well, if God is really there, I better go and visit him. If he is so kind as to feed me himself, I better return this act of kindness and give Jesus something. If he is really there in the tabernacle, if God is really there in the tabernacle for me, he must really care about me. And I want to show him that I care about him." In the gospel of today's Mass, my dear faithful, our Lord multiplied the loaves and the fishes to feed the multitude, to give and to provide them for their need. St. John says, "And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to them that were set down." And we could just imagine our Lord going through the crowd and passing out the loaves himself. How kind and generous our Savior was. And each person there, each person would have really felt that our Lord cared for them in a special way. And the loaves and the fishes, of course, my dear faithful, were symbols of the Holy Eucharist. But in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord does not feed us with mere bread. Rather, he feeds us with himself to strengthen us. and giving himself in Holy Communion, and by remaining hidden in the locked tabernacle, he gives us everything that is ever worth living for. And since, my dear faithful, since our divine Savior is so generous with us, let us be generous with him, just like the little boy in the story. We do not, of course, need to put a banana on the altar, but we do need to imitate the spirit of the little boy. Our Lord wants our acknowledgement, just a little acknowledgement. And we can be generous in our own way. We could do this by the sacrifices, the little sacrifices we make during Lent for our Savior. And also by being generous with our fasting. And now would be a good time, now that it is Laetare Sunday, we're about halfway through Lent. So now would be a good time to check ourselves on how generous we have been with our fasting. And my dear faithful, let us also check ourselves to ask ourselves, do we ever visit our divine Savior present in the Blessed Sacrament? We have this opportunity here on Long Island more than most of the other chapels and missions around the country. A lot of the people would give a lot to have what we have. We are really blessed. We have this opportunity on the first Fridays with all-night adoration, first Saturday morning. And every Thursday night during the school year, a special holy hour is made in reparation to the Sacred Heart. And everyone here is invited to that. And we often have Mass at the school. And also, as a reminder, with Holy Week coming up, we will have the Altar of Repose set up at the school this year on Holy Thursday. And at the Altar of Repose, our Lord is really present. And he is looking for someone to watch with him, just as he was in the Garden of Olives. So, my dear faithful, mark it in your calendar. Mark it in your calendar to spend an hour, a little time, with your God. Because there's really no reason why anyone here can't spend some extra time with our Creator and Redeemer. From now until Easter, there's no reason why we can't give him a little time. We have to ask ourselves, what is so important that we can't spend a little time with our Savior, who was so willing to be crucified for us? Is it work? Or is it sports? Or is it the children? Then, my dear faithful, let us go with the whole family. Or is it perhaps because we're too tired? All too often we forget that our divine Savior was tired. And he was in terrible pain when he carried the cross. But being tired and in terrible pain, it did not stop him, because he was suffering for us. And we could see how much he endured for us. My dear faithful, all too often we are indifferent. We are unmoved to the sublime truth that our Lord is really present in the Blessed Sacrament for us. And by indifference, I mean a lack of care. A lack of care that he is there for us. Why is it that tens of thousands of people across the country will sacrifice their rest and their sleep to go to a midnight movie, to spend time on the computer watching videos? But really, only a handful of Catholic people will make a sacrifice and go to the all-night adoration. Our Lord said to the apostles, He turned to the apostles and he said, "Could you not watch an hour with me?" When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I think, my dear faithful, he can easily say that to many of us. So, my dear faithful, let us set our indifference, our lack of care aside, and let us draw near to him, our blessed Savior in the Holy Eucharist, by taking the time and making this, it is making a sacrifice to spend an hour with him on either the first Friday evening, first Saturday, or Thursday night evening. And may all of us especially spend an hour with our Eucharistic King at the altar of repose this coming Holy Week. Ever mindful that it is during that time that we will find peace. We are all looking for peace. Help. We will find help in our doubts. It is during that holy hour that we can offer to our Lord thanks for his blessings. And we can ask him for favors, whether it's spiritual favors, blessings and graces we need, or temporal favors, bodily health, need help with our families. My dear faithful, during this time, we may not hear the sound of our Lord's voice. Just like the little native boy in the story, he did not hear our Lord speaking to him. But if we listen, we will hear our Lord speaking to our hearts. And as the little boy was confident that he had pleased his Jesus, and he was confident that the Sacred Heart would remember for all eternity his token of appreciation, a banana given for love of him. So too may we have confidence in the Eucharistic Heart of Christ. And let us be generous. Generous offering to Christ the gift of our hearts. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.